News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thailand and Cambodia are seeing escalating tensions along their border. Some 33 people killed over the past few days, and about 170,000 people have been forced to flee the area to try and save their own lives. Meanwhile, international nations all calling on the country to do more, both countries, I should say, to do more and try and put an end to that fighting. Also, at srnnews.com, Constitution Attorney Mark Weaver says it would be a wise move for Attorney General Pam Bondi to hold an in-depth press conference sometime soon to discuss those Jeffrey Epstein files, including the names of those who traveled to Epstein Island.
They probably ought to release that. And if they're going to have to redact names, they have to show why they're going to redact names. Because just because someone flew to the island doesn't necessarily mean they had illegal sex with children.
Weaver spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Conservative political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging an historic counter-revolution right now, doing things that a lot of people have said for decades Republicans just couldn't pull off.
He's doing all of that, and no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. Nobody, the military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or we're in competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars in new tariff revenues that the U.S. has been gathering to provide rebates directly to American taxpayers.
We're thinking about a rebate because we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
The country took in about $64 billion in the second quarter of this year. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington has details on a troubling report coming out of the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group calling itself the Allied Democratic Forces. It's been killing and terrorizing believers in that region for years now. The group is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's been stepping up its incursions across the border to attack Christians. This is SRN News. The Department of Agriculture is set to move thousands of employees out of the nation's capital. In a reorganization, the agency says will put them closer to customers while saving money.
The Trump administration is shutting down some Washington, D.C. area offices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, with a plan to scatter half the positions, about 2,600 workers, to field hubs in Raleigh, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, and Salt Lake City. The union representing federal workers criticized the move as a ploy to cut jobs. Many workers with ties to the D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia area will retire or are unlikely to relocate.
The move is part of President Trump's effort to make the federal government slimmer and more efficient while cutting government waste. That report from correspondent Jennifer King. The Kennedy Center's famed opera house could be renamed soon to honor Melania Trump. House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee have approved an amendment to the Interior Environment and Agencies Bill. This is SRN News.